It's a little solemn, obviously, just the way that game ended. Obviously, that was one we felt like we should have won. But bottom line is we are NFC South champions, and it's a lot to be proud of. It's been a long season. You know, we've had our ups and downs at times. I think we've shown ourselves what is possible, you know. Obviously, you play the regular season to give yourself an opportunity to get into the tournament, and that's where we are now. So we get to host a home playoff game against Carolina, and we'll see where it takes us from there. But no more important game than obviously the one right in front of us, where we're going to need to be our best.
Offensively today.
Yeah.
How do you think you guys?
Well, I felt like there were some missed opportunities. Obviously could have done better. Would have liked to have just finished the game out there at the end. With us possessing it and just getting, you know, another first down, or at least getting us in position where we were going to kick a field goal. That was really the objective, you know, and make it a touchdown game and not a field goal game. So that part was upsetting.
To face Carolina for the third time, that's kind of an advantage for you. So you
see them forward. Well, they're a divisional opponent, you know, so there's a level of familiarity on both sides. They're a very, very good football team, very well coached, and we always have battles with these guys.
Offensively, to the pressure of a playoff game and how it's totally different than the two games you played in the regular season draft?
Well, it's single elimination, you know. But here's the thing, if you prepare that way, if you take the approach throughout your week of preparation and then game day that, you know, you always have something to prove and you know, you're always playing as if it's your last, then every game is the same.
Your overview of the offense, how do you feel that you guys are performing overall heading into the playoffs?
I think there's some things that we can definitely improve upon, and we'll work on improving those things.
You just set the record for completion percentage.
Yeah.
You've done that now two or three times. What goes into that?
So really you're talking about the passing game, you know, I mean, that's, well, you always talk about efficiency in the passing game, right? I'd say our offense, has the ability to really push the ball down the field. You know, we're going to take our shots. We're going to call, we're going to be aggressive. And yet when it's not there, you know, you check it down and you live to play another day and just know that you're going to come back and call it again. Listen, there's so much that goes into that. It's the receivers catching the ball. It's, you know, everyone doing a great job in protection up front. Running backs. I mean, it's there's the timing and just the efficiency of the passing game that, you know, goes along with the run game and goes along with just our overall execution as an offense. And so, you know, do I aspire to have – I'll say it like this. When you're completing passes, it's positive plays, right? Positive plays are good. Positive plays move the chains. It gets you into third manageable situations, which increase your odds of conversion, which increases your chances of scoring points. So, does that make sense? All right. He has my vote. And probably all of yours, too.
How big is it to have a running back like him who can catch passes out of the backfield, whether it's a 5-yarder, a 4-yarder,
yep,
route runner, good hands,
yep,
versatile, a running back, but also could even a receiver?
Well, I thought the most impressive thing was actually catching the ball in the end zone on the kickoff and standing there for about 3 seconds and then taking off and just kind of running through everybody. He's very versatile. He can do a lot of things. He's a great weapon to have in this offense.
Drew, what does this team have to do with all those guys in mind?
Well, you take it one at a time. You know, you understand the objective that's right in front of you, and you put together a great game plan, and you focus on executing that game plan to perfection when you go out and play the opponent. And once you get that taken care of, then you move on to the next one. But there's no more important game, obviously, than the one right in front of us. This is what we've worked so hard for, is to have this opportunity. And as a division champion, we get to host the game, which is even better. So we'll put together a great plan, and we'll be ready to play.
From an emotional standpoint, do you feel the division championship right now, or not really because of that?
Well, I mean, it would have been much different in that locker room emotionally had we won that game. But bottom line is, I think we recognize that there's still things that we need to work on and continue to improve upon so that we can be our best as we enter the playoffs here.